got to play better. You know, I don't think we had a very good game. We had good stretches defensively. Offense was very good. And in the fourth quarter, you know, we got 23 goals. So just got to do a better job on things on the floor and play a little better, play up to our standard.
What impact did Bayless have from that coming off the bench? You've known him for a while.
He played well. You know, he gave him a spark off the bench. You know, got to the basket a little bit. So you know, he was definitely a factor.
How well did you know him? Did you remember him in high school?
Yeah, I've known Jared. It was good, you know. We worked hard, we went over a few things, and just got to come out tomorrow with a great attitude. Try to have an improvement.
What do you have to change, Steve? What needs to change?
We have to play better, you know. We have to get back and up so many layups, and we have to shoot the ball a little bit better. It's simple. It's not, you know, reinventing the wheel. We just got to play better.
When you looked at the tape, what did you guys see that you liked? Second chance points, hitting the offensive glass. Was there anything that you guys took away positively?
Well, we did some good things, just not enough of them. So we just want to continue to improve our game. I mean, you know, like I said, I don't have any genius quotes for you to change the game of basketball here. We just got to make more plays for one another and knock down some shots and defensively make it a little more difficult. Up a couple points with, you know, 5 minutes left in the game, so we're right there. We just didn't make enough plays.
Did you sense Amari was getting a little frustrated by all the different
looks before he started? Well, I mean, I don't know what the truth is, but it would be frustrating. You know, he wants to come out and have a great game one, and it's crowded, and he's not getting the freedom that he wants, and that's by design. So I think as teammates, we got to try to do a little better job of situations where he can thrive.
Does that change if you guys are making some new shots?
You know, I'm not sure that it changes, but it makes it doesn't matter. You know, we make some of those shots, we win the game, and it doesn't really matter how much we can do it. But conversely, or alternately, it could change. So, you know, we've got enough weapons to score enough points to win the game, and our defense has been pretty solid until we gave up a bunch of some layups and free throws in the fourth quarter. But, like I said, a great attitude tomorrow. Try to play a little better and see where we are.
Did you get the good looks here?
I thought we got a lot of good looks. There's a lot of wide open threes. We just didn't convert on certain opportunities. But, you know, hopefully we'll be sharper in game two. The scoring won't be a problem.
Everybody tries to control the tempo against you guys. What do they do that consistently? They've been able to. They hold you under 100 points a game, I think, this year.
Well, I mean, they slow the game down, and they use their length and zone everything up. So, you know, they do a good job. I mean, that's what they've made their bread and butter this year. So they're a good defensive team.
Steve, why was Andre so effective?
Well, I just thought, you know, he got into the basket a lot. You know, he got probably had about 8 layups. So we're going to try to take away the layups. We're going to shoot a few more jumpers and, you know, give more support to the basketball.
I mean, isn't that the book on him anyways? You knew that.
Yeah, we talked about it, and we were just, you know, a little hesitant and maybe not decisive enough. And you can maybe say that about our game in general. You know, we didn't quite have the spirit or the energy collectively that we had in the last few games of the regular season. So sometimes that happens, and we just got to come back and play better.
Were you surprised to see that?
What's that?
Is it safe to say you guys will change your approach on him?
Not necessarily change. We just want to play better. Be better, be more effective, be more aggressive.
How can you guys not have that in game one of the playoffs after you had it in the regular season?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes you can never predict. You know, I mean, I thought we played hard. I just thought we didn't quite have that, you know, spark that we needed. So, you know, biorhythms.
Could there be subconsciously, could there be like
You know, I don't think that's. I don't think. I know I didn't approach the game that way. I felt like this team the problems they posed for us weren't necessarily Brandon. Every team, or most teams, have a guy similar to Brandon, a superstar who can carry the load offensively, but a lot of teams don't have 2 7-footers and a long athletic front line like they have that makes it difficult for us. Difficult for Amari sometimes to get free, so I don't think that's the case.
Robin kind of solved that thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was no surprise. We just got to be a little more alert and aggressive and anticipate those situations more.
If you're going to lose, do you like being in a position where you feel good about your defense and offense? Do you think you got to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we don't want to be in this position at all, but if we are here, I think we will play better offense. I believe that. So if we can improve our defense and our offense, we should be in a position to win games. We're a good team, and we have a great attitude, and we're, active and alert. I give us a fighting chance against anybody.
When you say you have to get Amari the ball in better places, how you do that? They seem to, it was almost like you were going 2-on-3 and screen and roll.
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to just do it and be better in a lot of areas, increase the tempo.